Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. One interesting dictum of Epicurus's moral theory that we find running throughout his works, almost word for word, although sometimes translated a little bit differently in the English, runs, one cannot live pleasantly without living prudently, honorably, and justly. Now, that's a very interesting thing to say for its own sake, and this is really what Epicurus thinks, you know, in terms of the conditions for the good life, the life of happiness, the life that is actually as pleasant as possible. So why is there this connection between pleasantness or pleasure and living prudently, living honorably, or we'll talk about exactly what that means in a moment, and living justly? He gives us some explanation of two of these. He doesn't give us much explanation of the middle one. So what we want to do is look at what each of these terms actually means, not just lexically in terms of the Greek and how we would translate it, but what it means for Epicurus within his moral theory, within his ethical system. And then we want to think about how these would conduce to actually living a pleasant life. And now when he's talking about living a pleasant life, he doesn't just mean one moment. You might actually translate this better as a pleasant lifestyle, a sustained process of living that goes on and is structured in a certain way. There's certain ways of living, according to Epicurus, that may in fact contain some pleasures or pursue some pleasures, but will not be, therefore, a pleasant life in any sort of full sense. So let's look first at this discussion about living prudently. The Greek term for that is phronimos, and we often translate phronesis as prudence or practical wisdom. It's an understanding of what is actually good for human beings, what is bad for human beings, how to go about attaining our ends, how to do the right things in situations, not just right in a sort of, you know, sense of fulfilling our duties, but right for us as well. That's going to conduce to our living well and enjoying ourselves for Epicurus. So phronimos, you know, living phronimos is living according to practical wisdom. Understanding the natures of pleasures and pains is going to be of the essence of that for Epicurus. Understanding what's really valuable in life and what is just based on what he calls groundless or empty or vain opinions. That's all going to be part of phronesis for him. He actually says in the letter to Menoesius that the beginning and greatest good for human beings is in fact prudence. Prudence is a more precious thing than even philosophy. From it springs all the other virtues. And prudence is what actually teaches us this dictum. So this is not only about prudence, this is actually stemming from prudence. And we'll look at the, you know, why that's so important in a moment. This other term, kalos, in Greek, there's this moral value. Sometimes we translate it as beauty or fineness or honorableness or you know, sort of intrinsic value. And it's difficult to get across. It means different things in different situations. But kalos in the adjectival sense, to live according to that sort of standard, to live a life kalos means to live a life well, to live a life, you might say, in a certain graceful way, in a way that's appropriate, in a way that makes sense, in a way that is adapted to what is finest for human beings. The opposite of that would be an ugly life, a life that is full of intrinsic badness, a life that's in many respects damaged or not fulfilling its goals or its ends, you know, a life that is stunted. So he doesn't really tell us much more about this in the writings that we have preserved by him, but, you know, we could probably extrapolate some things from other passages. He will tell us quite a bit about justice. In fact, so much that I'm creating another core concept video specifically on Epicurus's discussions and conception of justice. But he says that we have to live justly, that is, dikaios, in accordance with the norms of justice. Now, this is going to include for him living according to, you might say, a certain basic morality that has to hold among all human beings if we're going to live together in any sort of harmonious way. It also means following the rules of the particular society within which one lives, provided those rules don't actually go against these more overarching norms of justice, and provided those rules are oriented towards some sort of what he calls mutual usefulness. That is, they actually benefit the people that are involved with them. So a totally unjust regime, one would not be living justly by living in accordance with its norms. As a matter of fact, you could be living justly precisely by contesting those norms. But for the most part, in most societies, and within the structure of most relationships, so within groups, because relationships are going to be very important for Epicurus, there are certain, you might say, basic standards that we have to follow. He also says in the Principal Doctrines that whenever one of these is lacking, the living prudently, living honorably or well, living justly, it's impossible to live a pleasant life. One could be, for example, living wisely or living well and justly, but not living wisely, and it wouldn't be a fully pleasant life. So why is that the case? Why are all three of these necessary? Why do they, in a certain respect, call upon and interpenetrate each other? Again, I think that we'll probably get more mileage out of looking at the role of prudence and justice than thinking about this particular standard, because Epicurus doesn't tell us that much about it. Why can't you live a pleasant life without living prudently? Now, what would it mean to live prudently? Like we put here, it would mean to live in accordance with practical wisdom. Does that mean that you actually have to be yourself a prudent person? Not necessarily. You could be guiding yourself, say, during the years of adolescence, under the guidance, the tutelage of somebody else who's got more to offer in that respect, somebody who's got more experience, somebody who actually has cultivated practical wisdom. Hopefully you would acquire it in turn, but perhaps if you had the right kind of friends and the right kind of environment, you wouldn't necessarily need to develop prudence for yourself. Still, it probably would be better. If you don't have prudence to rely upon, well, you're going to start making dumb decisions, short-sighted decisions about pleasures and pains. If you don't fully understand what truly is pleasant and what just appears to be pleasant for the short term, but is actually going to lead to greater pains, or why certain pains actually ought to be endured in the short term so that we can have greater pleasure in the long term. If you don't have that sort of orientation, you are going to make bad decisions, which are going to lead to you not actually living pleasantly and probably not, you know, honorably, probably not even justly. Also, if you live a life that is lacking in justice, if you decide, well, I'm going to cheat, I'm going to lie, I'm going to steal, I'm going to subvert the norms, Epicurus actually thinks you can never be totally sure that you're going to get away with it. You might actually be bothered by the fact that you're doing that sort of stuff. You know, maybe you feel pangs of conscience. That would be pains. That would be lack of pleasure. But he thinks that those who do wrong, in general, have to live in a state of fear. So if you don't live justly, then you're going to live unpleasantly. It's an interesting question. Could you live prudently without living justly? Or could you live honorably without living justly? I think Epicurus would probably say, no, in those cases, that's not really going to be sustainable. Maybe in the short term, yes, but not in the long term. So all three of these are required as not only conditions for the pleasant life, you might say a certain set of components or dimensions of the pleasant life, but they're also what's productive of the pleasant life. Acting justly allows you to live in a matrix of relationships with human beings who aren't going to think that you're a jerk and won't distrust you and won't want to punish you when they find out the sort of bad things that you've done, right? Acting prudently will permit you to decide, you know, what things to pursue and what things to avoid, and they will interface, you might say, or intersect with each other in a life that is truly pleasant. And Epicurus thinks that that's going to be a life of the virtues, where these are, you might say, ways of living virtuously.
Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.